it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to Stephen Jones now here. All righty, and good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you here on this week five?
Well, doing good. Looking forward to heading up to New York and playing the Jets.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to watching. You know, we're not going, but we are wondering who's going to be playing. How's this offensive line going?
Well, it's a challenge, but everybody has them around this league at different times. And, you know, we're not 100% sure yet, but we're certainly going to be shorthanded. But that's part of it. We still have little question marks on Tyler Smith and Tyler Guyton, but we'll have to work through that.
I mean, Dak was so good under pressure and already missing a couple of guys, and I think the offensive coaches get a lot of credit here. But is there a limit to how much you can take away from Dak and not have him continue to thrive?
Well, I'll tell you what, my hat's off to Will McClay and our coaching staff getting guys prepared. I like our group. When you start talking about next man up, you know, as you well know, we've you know, had a lot of great things to say about Nate Thomas. Certainly T.J. Bass and Hoffman have proven they can step up. And we'll see if we need to come up with a guard solution. I think we got a couple of guys who can do the job for us if Tyler Smith can't go.
What are your expectations for Jaden Blue? I think we get asked about him more than any other player every week.
Well, I think he looks like he's barring some unforeseen situation, he's going to get his first action. And I know we just met with our coaching staff, and they're fired up about what he can do for us. They think he can make some big plays, and looking forward to seeing him.
Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. How about Mingo? Has he got in that window to return? What's the outlook for him?
He's coming along good. We decided this week to push it a week just because these guys are just now getting back to playing football and have been out for, you know, the four weeks to start the season and obviously time before that. So just felt like it was in everybody's best interest not to push the issue at this point and use the guys who've been out there, you know, between Brooks and Cropper. More than likely will be you know, our fourth and fifth receivers as we move into this game.
How close is CeeDee Lamb right now? We noticed he was out of the walking boot, and you decided not to put him on IR?
We decided not to, which is a good sign. Obviously, this will be their second week, and him and Booker both had a great week of work, and feel good that they're trending in the right direction, but not going to be this week.
What's the feeling on some of the tertiary receivers that you have, guys like Tolbert and Flannoy having to step up? Seems like they're starting to kind of produce a little bit.
Yeah, well, Tolbert stepped up last year, I thought, and, you know, did a great job. I think he had 7-8 touchdowns for us, and he's a guy that Dak has a lot of confidence in. And Flannoy's been a guy who's been coming. He's making some plays in the last couple of games that are key plays for us. So I think he'll do it. And then the other thing is just, you know, we really like our tight ends. And obviously Ferguson's been in the mix in a big way, but certainly wouldn't hurt to start to see in the passing game both Scooney and Brev get some activity.
Hey, Stephen, you know, going back with your offensive line, the situation, and, you know, a couple weeks ago you told us that, you know, look out for Nate Thomas, and you're absolutely right about him getting some work last week. But when it comes to guys having, do you see him with that position flexibility more so maybe than maybe Adeniji in that, if you had to go one way or another, one being a guard, maybe one being a tackle?
Yeah, I mean, no, I think Adeniji can step in there and do that. I think they're both similar like that. Obviously, Nate got a ton of reps during training camp because of a Tyler situation, Guyton.
Right.
He played most of his reps at the left tackle spot. But he's been doing a good job and felt comfortable getting him in there at right tackle some. And I think he's going to have that type of flexibility. Adeniji may actually have even a little more flexibility to go in there at guard just because we've been so focused on getting Nate Thomas ready to be our swing tackle.
Steven, there's a lot of talk around Trayvon Diggs and not starting, and he wanted to play more man, I guess, and Shoddy said they've had some good conversations this week. Do you think it's time to more thoroughly look at a scheme adjustment on that side of the ball?
No, I think our guys are doing a good job, and Coach Eberflus is, I think, been dealing with, a couple situations with both Bland and Diggs not being 100% to start the season, or Bland was to start the season and then wasn't after the first game. I think he's, doing what he thinks is best. But obviously, as we continue to move forward, we're going to continue to utilize the skill sets of two guys we think a lot of in Diggs and Bland. And, this is going to evolve, and there'll be growing pains. But I do think we had our best week of practice, and I thought Bland and Diggs were leading the way in terms of having good practices out there at their corner positions.
What do you think is a realistic goal for this defensive personnel for the rest of the season? Could they be? Could it be an average defense here in before too long?
I think it's going to be a damn good defense.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I hope that's true because, Stephen Jones or Jerry said...
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
I mean, okay, so Jerry said a decade ago his biggest regret was not winning with Romo. And, Dak's coming up on 33 now. The defense isn't good. I don't know how many more great seasons of Dak you can bank on, but is this a time to increase the urgency of making sure that defense is good?
Well, absolutely. That's why we've had three changes. We're certainly looking for the right answers. We feel like we've got good players. We've got more good players that are going to join this defense and have all the confidence in the world that we're going to have a good defense for this year's out.
Do you have any updated timeline of how soon maybe Overshown could be ready to roll?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's making great strides. I think he's exceeding expectations in his rehab. And, there were, at times there were thoughts, unfortunately, because of the severity of his knee, that he might not be able to play this season. But he certainly has overcome that. And I think he just keeps moving the time clock forward with all the great work he's doing out there with Brett Brown and our training staff.
You guys are headed up to MetLife Stadium, and unfortunately with the Malik Nabers injury, it was brought back up, all the ACLs that have happened on that MetLife Stadium turf. Is that something you guys have talked about at all, and how challenging is it to maybe have grass for all 32 teams?
Yeah, I haven't been involved in the any specific discussions on MetLife. We have a lot of discussions on grass and turf, and of course, as you guys are well aware, there's a lot of analytics and a lot of things that go into looking at the injury rate on both grass, turf, et cetera. And, it's very, very minimal in terms of, if at all, in terms of the injuries that occur on grass versus turf.
Steven, I admit I was really wrong about Javonte Williams and what he could bring to you guys. And I just wonder from your perspective, what you had as a thought of him coming to the organization and then what you've seen through 4 weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been a pro's pro every step of the way. Certainly when he came out, we had big grades on him in terms of what we thought he was going to be as a running back and what he could ultimately do. Excuse me one sec.
Stephen Jones here with you on 105 Through the Fan.
Conducting some business.
Yeah, I attended to something important.
Sorry about that. There I had someone step in my office.
No problem.
But anyway, we were on Javonte.
Yeah.
But anyway, when he came out, we thought a lot of him. When he became available, our scouting staff and our coaches did a lot of homework on him. We all did a lot of homework on him. And he became our priority at the running back position. And, of course, all he's done is exceed expectations. As good as a competitor that he is on the field, he's a better leader guy off the field. He's great for Jaden Blue. He does everything the right way, and I expect him to air up and keep doing good things for us.
Stephen Jones with us on the Fan. Give him hell up there in New York. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Stephen, thank you. All right, G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Thinks it's going to be a damn good defense. That's the one, obviously,
sure,
that resonated quite a bit with me.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.